Greetings, everyone. This is Bradley Charbonneau for episode 20 of the Repossible podcast. Because it's Thursday, today's Repossible. Today, I'm going to bring you a special guest, one of my mentors and leaders and gurus and heroes is Tony Shettle, next door neighbor of my mother. He's 104 years old. He's still working. He's still creating. He's still making. He's still making nothing. He's making something out of nothing every single day. He creates, he paints, he draws, he colors, and he's always got something going. And if you come in the morning and you come in the afternoon, he's got work done because he said, hey, I've been here all day. He's still doing it every single day, age 104. He's an inspiration to us all. If you're ever feeling old, think of Tony. Here's him receiving a gift from me. It's a gift I was hesitant to give because I really wanted to keep it for myself because I like it, and I received it as a gift myself. And just listen to his laugh. This is a 104-year-old man. He could have so much to complain about, yet he laughs and sees the beauty in the smallest of things. It's a little Buddha who's solar-powered, and he fans himself and nods. I'll try to get a picture of him and put it into the details. But just the laugh of this man is inspiration to us all for our future days ahead. No matter how old you are, how old you'll be, or how young you feel, this will make you feel young. Bradley Charbonneau, episode 20 of the Repossible podcast. See you next week, and until then, enjoy Tony. So in all of the things we found, I keep finding little treasures.
Oh, shit! That's beautiful!
So
that's amazing.
This is a little happy Buddha. And so on the back here is a little solar panel.
That's sunlight?
Yeah. So
no
it's powered by sunlight. So if it just needs a little bit of light, and then he fans
That's
himself.
Amazing. That's beautiful.
So the thing about these little happy Buddhas is that you're not supposed to buy them. You're only supposed to give them as a gift. So you can't buy this. You can only receive it as a gift.
Uh-huh.
So I received this from a good friend of mine in Holland, a woman named Irene.
Uh-huh.
And we traveled to Thailand together.
Uh-huh.
And she gave this to me a couple of years ago. And I'd like to give it to you.
Oh, thank you so very much. My goodness.
And so he's always fanning himself. He just needs a little bit of light.
Yeah.
Maybe keep him in the front.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
And so he's always happy. And so I hope it brings you some happiness and some luck.
Thank you again and again.
You're welcome. He's a funny little guy, huh?
Yeah.
And he's always busy.
He's very positive.
He is. He's always agreeing. Yes, yes, yes.